to have everybody here this morning. We're thankful. God has been good to us, allowed us to be able to come and assemble in this place for the exclusive purpose of worshiping Him in spirit and how? In truth. According to the scriptures, is that right? You're visiting with us and not a member of the Church of Christ, you're honored guest of the audience. We do believe that the Bible is right. Amen. We believe Jesus hung, bled, and died, and suffered on a cross in Jerusalem. And we never saw that with our own eyes. We believe because of this book, all the Bible. Therefore, because we believe 100% in Jesus, we believe 100% in this book. Everything in it is right. Amen. So one to be saved, they must believe he suffered on that cross. That should draw you to him. Repent of your sins. Confess Jesus to be the Son of God before men and be baptized as commanded by Jesus in water for the remission of your sins. You'll be added to the body of Christ, the Church of Christ, the only church in the Bible. That's the only one in there. Amen. We believe that 100% as well. Amen. It's good to be back. Turn your Bible to John chapter 15. John chapter 15. I'll pick it up in the study of the book of John. We're in the 15th chapter, headed toward the crucifixion. John, the chapter 15, we're going to start at verse 1. The Bible says there,
I am the true vine. And my Father is
Jesus
the husbandman.
Jesus is speaking. He said, I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. This is either in the room where they had the Last Supper or on their way to Gethsemane, the Mount of Olives. However, after taking the fruit of the vine, the disciples understand vineyard. They understand, Isaiah 5 for me. They understand that Jesus is speaking in symbolism where they can understand what he's symbolizing here in the sense that the vine grows the fruit. The vine grows the branch from the vine. Their life in the vine, and the branches come away from the vine, and those branches must be attached to the vine, and the branches produce fruit, and the husbandman is the gardener or the farmer of the vineyard. In the Old Testament, Israel was that vineyard, that vine. Listen to the Bible, Isaiah 5, and the verses number 1. The book says there, now I will sing
to my beloved son, touching his vineyard.
My beloved had a vineyard
and a very fruitful hill.
Read.
And he fenced it. And he gathered out the stones thereof.
Read.
And planted with the choicest vine.
Read.
And built with the tower in the midst of it.
Okay.
And also made a wine press therein. And he looked that, and it should bring forth grapes. And it brought forth wild grapes.
Now, it's supposed to bring forth grapes, but it brought forth what? Wild grapes. Notice this. And now,
inhabitants of Jerusalem,
men of
and
Judah.
Men of Judah, judge, I pray you, betwixt me and my vineyard.
This is God talking. Read.
What could have been done more to my vineyard that I have not done in it?
Read.
Wherefore, when I looked that it should bring forth grapes, brought forth wild grapes.
All right, read.
And now go to it. I will tell you what I will do to my vineyard.
Mm-hmm.
I will take away the hedge thereof.
Read.
And it shall be eaten up,
uh-huh.
And break down the wall thereof, and it shall be trodden down.
Not a problem coming when this vineyard don't produce like it's supposed to. Read.
And I will lay waste.
Uh-huh.
And it shall be pruned.
Shall not be pruned.
And it shall not be pruned.
That's it.
Nor digged.
No dig.
But there shall come up briars and thorns.
Yeah, it's a whole different purpose now.
I will also command the clouds that they
no
rain.
More blessings coming
no
to
rain upon it.
Read.
For the vineyard of the Lord of hosts
is the house
of Israel.
So they understood.
And the men of Judah is pleasant plant.
Uh-huh. He looked for
and
judgment.
And he looked for judgment, but behold oppression for righteousness, but behold a cry.
Mm-hmm.
Woe unto them that
that's
join
good, that's
the
good,
house.
That's good. So we get it here, right? The verse 7, the house of Israel, the vineyard of the Lord of the host is the house of who? Israel. That's what my point is. So these disciples understood Old Testament that the Israel was that vineyard. And now the Israel, however, was not fruitful. They were fruitless. And so God has sent Jesus, the Christ, has now been planted by the Father as the true vine. For God so loved the world that he gave the true vine that was sprout up as a tender plant, and as a tender plant, it grew up, and branches will come from the vine. Amen. The vine, the true vine, will produce fruits from its branches called Christians. And the husbandman, the Father, will be glorified, and the Father is well pleased in the true vine. Amen. And that's who is that? That's Jesus the Christ. Now, that's what he's talking about here. Now, let's see what we can learn as Christians on the vine. This is what he says.
Every branch in me that beareth not fruit. He taketh it away.
Every Christian, amen, every disciple who's on the vine but not bearing fruit, he taketh away. Notice what he said. Read.
And every branch that beareth fruit,
he purged it. And
that it may bring forth more fruit.
But first point, branches attached to the vine are expected to bear fruit. Point two, the husbandman is the fruit inspector of the branch on the vine. Point three, the husbandman will cut off any branch that does not produce fruit as attached to the vine. And point three, four, the husbandman prune or purge every branch that's given fruit. In other words, so they can be more fruitful. So what I'm saying is that, let's get it out real quick. Every Christian who do not obey God and do not be fruitful as a Christian, God will cut you off from the vine, and those who are on the vine that are fruitful, he will send you blessings that you can't contain. So you either want blessings or you're going to get cut off.
Amen.
Now, so that brings me to the application for us is that, understand this, if you attach, you call yourself a Christian, and you attach to Jesus Christ when you were baptized in water for the remission of your sins, became a member of the church he purchased with his own blood, God expects every one of us to be productive Christians.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
It seems like it always comes down to a few. As Jesus has stated, the harvest is plentiful, but the workers are what?
Few.
Few. And so what he's saying is that the only thing that will be left on the vine will be every of the few branches that produced fruit. Now, all you got to do today is ask yourself, when the fruit inspector come, were you fruitless?
Mm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So God is watching, y'all.
Amen.
God is watching. And so you are either a dead branch that's going to get cut off, or you're a branch that's producing fruit. Don't forget that God is the fruit inspector, and no one who is not attached to the vine can be fruitful.
Mm-hmm.
Turn on my little my thing over there. Y'all gonna help him along. He normally does this, but he left him high to dry today. That's tough. I'd get O's if I was you.
That's a thing.
He wanted to set you up.
See, there's a thing. What you call this?
That thing there.
That thing there.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, that thing.
All right.
So every plant, you know, so here's the ground where the roots are at, right? Then from that sprouts up the vine and branches. That makes sense? So the nutrition comes from where? Right? Within. So it's going to go up the vine out to the branches. Y'all got that? So this is you. Well, I'm going to not put you because you might not be. Yeah, I'll put you on there. So here you are. You are one of these branches. Amen? This branch is called a Christian, which got Christ in it. And Christ is the vine. So no Christ, no Christian. That makes sense? No Christ, no vine. No Christ, no Christian. Take Christ out of Christian, you just say, I ain't nothing. That makes sense?
Amen.
So now he's saying, but God, the Father, is the gardener or the husbandman that's watching the whole thing take place. So he's expecting each Christian to bring forth fruit. Or then God the Father say, well, cut him off. Now, so understand this. When God say cut him off, then what's going to happen? He going to get cut off. Listen to this now. Verse number 3, go back to John.
Now ye are clean through now, the word.
Jesus said, he's talking specifically to the 11, because one is gone. Who is he? Judas. Remember in the room where he just had the supper, he said, not all of you are clean. So the one who wasn't clean was Judas, John 13, 10 through 11. So Judas is gone. The 11 of them are clean. These remaining disciples are in it for the right reason. Amen. So here's what he's saying now. They were true followers, and these followers or these disciples, the 11 men, were taught by the word. Jesus, in the beginning, was the word. Jesus was the word, and the word was with them. And they are clean because they are there obeying the word, just like us. James 1:21, the Bible says, wherefore lay apart all filthiness and superfluity of naughtiness and receive with meekness the engrafted word, which is able to save what? Your soul. If we do what the word say, it'll save us. So Jesus, the word is speaking to them. He spoke to them. He told them what they had to do to prepare. And he prepared these disciples. Now they're attached to him. He chose them. They didn't choose him. He chose them. He's going to say that later. I chose you. He prepared them. In the years he walked with them, he taught them of what the things that they would have to teach after he was gone. So now he got them ready, and he said, to them that you got to stay attached to me. That's what he was telling them. And all of us understand today, he don't speak to us directly. He speaks to us through his word. This is how he speaks to us. So if we obey his word, and you obey it, and you are baptized for the remission of your sins, that's when you're a part of Christ. That's when you're baptized into Christ. That's when you are put on Christ, and then you're the branch on the vine. That makes sense.
Amen.
Verse 4. Now he tells them, he's talking to them specifically. He says, stay.
Abide in me.
Abide or stay in where? Me.
And I in you.
And I in you.
As the branch cannot bear
that branch
fruit
cannot
except it abide in the vine.
Notice we said he cannot. The branch by itself cannot be fruitful unless it stay attached to what?
The vine.
The vine. Except it abide or stay in the vine.
No more can ye.
You cannot. Just like they understood the branch and the vine. He said, no more a branch can survive without a vine, neither can you survive without me.
Except ye abide in me.
Now listen to him. He said, now I am
the vine.
The vine.
Ye are the branch.
And you are the branch. Now watch this. He said, now except you abide in me. When he said, then he said, I am that vine. Mm-hmm. In other words, that's why I said, except you abide in the vine. It's the main thought he's teaching here. And the main thing we should get as Christians, that we have to abide or stay in the vine. Amen. Mm-hmm. We have to abide or stay in the Lord. Now, to stay in the Lord is to stay in his body. Mm-hmm. And to stay in his body is to stay in his church. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Because you can't have the body without the church, because the body is the church. So when people leave the church, they left the vine. Mm. Make sense?
Amen.
Okay, now notice this. He said, it's of necessary that we abide or stay in the vine and bear fruit. He said, now I'm that vine, you are the branch. He's breaking it down to him now. He that abideth where? In me.
And I in him.
The same one will bring forth much fruit. For without me, you can do nothing. Now, he used the I am statement. I am what? The vine. Just like Moses. God told Moses, I am that I am. So Jesus used the I am. He said, I am the way. Now he says, I am divine. That's divinity. His deity is that he is God. He is divine. Amen. He is the true vine. And you, disciples, he's telling them, you guys are branches.
Mm-hmm.
Now, let me correct some false teaching. Because denominational churches want to say every branch is a different church. No.
Mm-hmm.
They want to say every denomination, so Methodist, Catholic, and Pentecostals, all a branch on the vine. Sound good.
Yeah.
Sound real good.
Fake news.
But you ain't never seen a grapevine produce apples. Amen. On one limb is apple, the next limb is an orange, and the next limb is a grapefruit, and one vine producing all these different fruits. No, a grapevine produced grapes. A apple vine produced apples. And So a Baptist vine produced Baptist. A Catholic vine produced Catholic. A Christian vine produced nothing but Christians.
Amen.
No Baptist Christian, no Methodist Christian, no Catholic Christian, because ain't no such thing even in the Bible.
Amen.
So that's the denomination of trying to fit in where they can get in.
Hey.
Yeah, because they know the Bible teaches 1 Corinthians 1:10. Now I beseech you, brethren, by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that you all speak the same thing, that there be no divisions among you.
Right.
Amen. You plant apple seed right here in America, you'll get an apple. You take it out, that same apple seed all the way to Russia, you'll get an apple. That's all you can get. You plant the word of God, the only thing you can get is a Christian.
Amen.
Amen. That's it. That's a Christian. And you take Christ out of him, he ain't nothing.
Amen.
So I just need to clarify that, because they're going to run over there and try to grab that one. But it don't work. You can't use the book. We'll eat you up with it. I'm talking to the reverends. They can't handle me. The Bible belongs to the Church of Christ.
Man.
That's why I'm bold with them. Yeah, they can't deal with us. We're a Bible-based church. Prove me wrong. Find any modern day denomination in this church, in this book. This book belongs to us.
Won't find it.
And we'll take it from them.
Won't find it.
I didn't say that to be nice. I said it because I meant it.
Yeah.
Amen. So much of this false teaching in town today. That's why I'm going to say it again. In the Roman Catholicism, I haven't heard nobody use scripture on the Catholics. These men are, including the Pope, who called, when Jesus said, call no man father.
Amen.
Imagine, he dishonor, disrespect God.
That's right.
But he ain't no branch.
That's right.
Amen. He dishonor, disrespect the scripture. Jesus stated in Matthew 23:7-9, call no man father. They go above that and say, call me holy father. Then they wonder why the priest are molesting these little boys. You want to know why? Get the Bible for me, 1 Timothy 4. Let's use Bible on them. I wish I could get on CNN or Fox News or perhaps even with this Facebook Live. Maybe some of them call me. I hope they call me. I want them to call me. Please call me. Please call me. Call Brother Brooke, 281-750-2702. Somebody say, don't give them your number. It's all over the place. On the website, everywhere. Read the book now. In 1 Timothy 4:1, the Bible of the Spirit speaking expressly. That latter time some shall depart from the truth, the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits.
And
listen, what is it? And doctrines. Doctrines. Of devils.
Amen.
Read that.
Speaking lies to themselves.
lies in a prophecy.
Seared with a hot
iron. That conscience don't bother them. Huh. Read.
Forbidden to marry.
Tell them men they can't marry. A devil. Only the devil's teaching will tell a man who lusts after a woman he can't have a woman. He gonna rape them babies. You thank God? They talking about, well, you know, no, nobody's perfect, but God never authorized that. Man. That came from the devil.
Man. Amen.
Speaking lies and hypocrisy. Having a conscience seared with a hot iron. Forbidding men to marry. You what you think? It ain't just the men, by the way, them nuns. They ain't tell y'all about all the babies that been buried.
Oh.
They don't uncover that.
Mm.
That's murder.
Mm.
Abort them babies and bury them. Oh. It's in the history. Read it.
Amen.
You tell a woman want a man bad as a man want a woman. Don't let them fool you. Praise the mighty name of Jesus. They always want to put it on the man. Yeah, you know.
Well, I do.
My mama used to call them little, you know, swishy. Yeah, mama, that's what mama said. I can't say what mama used to say. They be swishy. Yeah, y'all, you brothers ought to help me right along here, because we get all the fault when, you know.
Amen.
You know, them old no good at men, all they doing is chasing women, and all them no good at boys, and
those
little manly tail boys, and them some manly little girls. Some women, maybe not manly, but women. Womish. Is that where they get manly from? You got some of them womish little girls, right? And amen. And they be tempting them men, just like some, even in the church, you know. You know, they walking here, and then you swishing. You know them old men, they are. Somebody going to help me along here, ain't you? Them, you know them old men, they can't handle that. Some of these old men, heart's bad, man. While you come in there swishing on him and brother, come on. Take a deep breath, bro. Yeah, that's why a lot of the men fall. Yeah. I don't know how I got on there. It was good, though, wasn't it?
Yeah, we good.
That was to tell the truth, wasn't it? Yeah, some of the women, they chased me into. Well, I'm back to the nun. That's what I was talking about. See, you tell a nun she can't marry, then she'll abort a baby.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's what I'm trying to get. That's how I got on there. So I want us to know. I want us to know. And the world needs to hear this, because this thing is public right now. It's public right now.
Mm-hmm.
It's going all the way up to the Pope.
It is.
You can apologize all you want to. Amen. But the damage has been done. Those kids and all those people who were done this way, many of them have not been uncovered.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. They got PTSD today. Mm-hmm. I'm going to deal with that tonight. And then many of you have got post-traumatic stress syndromes, disorders. Because things like that happen to you. It ain't just in the Catholic Church. That doctrine there, that teaching of forbidden marriage, It is a teaching that will not promote no good. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians chapter 7 and the verse number 1, the Bible tells us this, what God said. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians chapter 7 and verse number 1. Listen to the Bible.
Now concerning what you wrote unto me.
Now he said, now concerning wherever you wrote unto me.
It is good for a man not to touch a woman.
Now stop right there. Now, if you just take one verse and you just read one verse in the Bible, this is the danger. Amen. See, brothers, y'all hear that?
Mm-hmm.
Now, if we're going to stick with that one verse, it's good for a man not to what?
Touch a woman.
Touch a woman. And brother talking about, if the Bible says, this is what the Bible say. And then in verse 2, he said,
nevertheless.
Thank God for nevertheless.
Nevertheless.
That brother like verse 2, man. Don't stay on verse 1 too long. Move on. My brother said, never lie. To avoid fornication, let every man,
and let
no exclusions, except for the priest. He don't say that, do he?
No, it doesn't.
He said, let every man, let him have his own
wife.
Yeah. To avoid what?
Fornication.
Now, why he going to them little boys? Because he couldn't avoid fornication.
Yeah, that's it.
Amen. Read on.
That's it. And likewise, and let every woman have
her own husband. Just like the man, guess what she need?
Own husband.
She need a what? Read husband. It in the mic. Don't look at me. Read
I'm
it.
I'm looking at it.
Okay, what did he say?
Her own husband.
He got them socks on like, oh, what y'all, go ahead. What did he say? Now he said, let every woman have her own what?
Husband.
Husband. So a woman need a husband and a man need a wife. Is that right?
Amen.
To avoid?
Fornication.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's what he say. Now then he goes on a little farther. Read on.
Let the husband render unto the wife.
Husband, you take care of that need for your wife.
Do benevolence.
Uh-huh. That ain't giving food away right there. That's the only phrase you read in the Bible. You know, we real benevolence. Be careful about saying benevolence. He said, render do what? Benevolence. Is that right? Read it.
And likewise, the wife unto the husband.
Take care of your husband. You know what he's saying? Your fulfillment come from the wife, and fulfillment come from the
husband.
Read.
The wife has not power over her own body.
Yeah.
But the husband, and likewise, also the husband has not power.
So that body belongs to the husband. The husband's body belongs to her.
But the wife.
But that ain't right.
Uh-oh.
Amen.
I got you.
That's mutual consent. Read it.
Now it says, defraud ye not.
Now don't just hold back on it. You know how some of you women are. You know, you want to hold it against the bro. Yeah, come on down here with that one. you know what I'm saying? They want to use, you know. Well, against it, bro. You know what I'm saying? Hey, you got to sleep on the couch and all that brother over there shaking. You got the brother on the couch. What are you trying to do? The Bible said, the fraud night. Don't use it against him. Read. Read. And he can't use it against her.
Except it be with consent.
Now we agree to go one go sleep in the other room and the other go sleep in the other room. That's different.
Yeah.
So Sharon need to ask first. Right? Some of you brothers, I'll be saying amen. Say it with me, brothers. Amen. So I'm going to I ain't greeting no other room stuff. Nah, bro. Huh? That's good, boy. I'm gonna get off of that. Yeah. It's a lot of marriages tore up like that though. Yeah. Everybody sleeping in the room. You know, I am throw another one in there. Oh man, this is good. But anyway, I throw something there. We bought one of them two beds that came. You go one side, go up, another side, go down. Sharon be up here, I'll be down here. Hey, baby. Can you lean back a little bit? Y'all be careful about buying them up and down beds, man. That don't make you feel like you way down here, she way up there. So come back down here, lay by me. I take that old remote show. She stay laying up there like, you back down here where I'm at. They separate you in the underwear. The devil come away to separate a man in his own bed from his wife. They don't buy them beds. I'm going to take mine back. I don't like that. Take it. I thought to call Magic Firm, tell them come get this thing. I'm dividing my home. And she's sitting over there sleeping good, way up in there. Just as happy as she can be. He can't get to me now. That's a lie. Now, I had to calm that down, put a little humor in, because I just talked real bad about the Catholics. So I gave you a little humor there, but I'm back to the serious part. You got that? That's how you break the ice. Yeah, they were a little shook up right there, especially if you're a Catholic in the audience. But don't be shook. Don't be shook. Understand and accept the Bible to be right over you and them. Mm-hmm. If you know the Bible right, you'll run from a religious organization that disrespects it that much. That's right. Marriage is honorable unto God. Mm-hmm. And the bed under fire. Who among us in the door of God would judge? Man. Let's go back to John. I'm off of that now.
Okay.
I had to whoop him up really good.
Yeah.
Somebody need to. Somebody said, well, Brother Brooks, you're a little bit bold and you shouldn't be so straightforward. Well, then maybe you should find you a job. Let me do mine.
Yeah. I got you.
Is that good? That's the way you do that. You go find one you can do and let me do this one. Now, look at this. Jesus said, without me, you can do what? Nothing. Notice it. Without Christ, there will be no Christians. Without Christ, there will be no Church of Christ. Without Christ, there will be no need to bear fruit. So without the vine, there are no need for branches. Mm-hmm. Notice what he says. If a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch and is withered. And the men gathered him and cast him into the vine. Now, so this is really simple. All dead and fruitless branches will be thrown in the fire. Mm-hmm. This is real simple. In other words, brothers and sisters, any of us who say we're Christians and are not doing anything for the cause of Christ, understand what the end result is going to be.
Amen.
It is not the Brother Brooks' responsibility to run none of these ministries. If you are a brother in this church and you lead a ministry and you are unfruitful, you are responsible.
Amen. Amen.
Every Christian is responsible for their own bearing of fruit. Seems like if I shut down, everything shut down sometime. Shouldn't be the case.
Amen.
Every one of us are responsible. Amen. And if you have taken on a responsibility as a Christian in this congregation, understand the Father is watching and he cut the branches off. Not me. I'm just making sure I don't get cut off. Mm-hmm. In other words, I'm going to do what I'm supposed to do, bro. And every one of us, I'm talking to the leadership now. Because every one of us should understand that the fruit inspector is watching.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. He's watching. He's watching. And all of us should be available and doing what we're supposed to do. Just like the co-servant, the church members who signed up to serve in relief or evangelism or edification. When you signed up, you are attached to the vine. You are doing it for the cause of Christ. You are doing it to bring glory to God. And when you don't produce, when you don't go through, you have broken your vow and the vine, with the branch will be cut off. Yeah, see, it ain't got quiet. Y'all prefer I talk about that other stuff, don't you?
No.
Huh? No, this is what we need. This every one of us. We can lose our souls about not being, sitting here being fruitless.
Amen.
Amen, somebody. I need to say that. Here's the other thing. You shouldn't be dependent on no one person in this congregation. No congregation should be dependent on one. Now, yes, you're going to have leaders. Sure, you got leaders. Sure, you're going to have a Moses. Sure, you're going to have some Aaron. But understand this. You have a responsibility to do for yourself.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And so I want to get that down. That's the application being made here. But this also kills this whole concept of once you're saved, you're always saved, brother and sister. Look here. Once you obey Jesus, you become a branch on that vine, then Jesus is saying to us, you must stay attached to me so I can be in you. And you must stay faithful to Jesus. And the reason we're faithful to him is because we're attached to him, and therefore we're receiving our blessings up the vine. It's coming to us. We are supposed to produce. We're supposed to be productive. Listen, get Jude chapter 1. Jude 1 and start at verse 11 just briefly here as I come to a close. Listen to what happens when people leave the church, leave disobedient children of God. Listen, woe unto them, verse 11. For they have gone the way of Cain.
Woe.
Cain.
Woe unto them.
Jude is where I am.
For they have gone
the way of Cain. Killed his brother. He left the right way. Read.
And ran greedily after the error of Balaam.
Balaam was in error. Balaam rode a donkey. God told him not to go. He went.
For reward and perished in the gainsaying.
Korah.
Of Korah.
There were 250 followers in number 16. They rejected God. They rejected Moses and Aaron. God told them the sin was in the camp. He opened up the ground and swallowed them up.
Amen.
He's warning us. These were children of God. These were people who were supposed to have been doing what they were supposed to have been doing. Listen to him. He warns, verse number 12.
These are spots in your
he
feast.
He called them spots in the feast of charity.
When they feast with you, feeding themselves without fear, clouds without water. Carried about by winds.
Trees he called
fruit
them.
Withereth,
fruits wither without fruit.
Twice dead. Plucked up by the roots.
There are spots They're selfish. People come to the church, come to God because they're down and out. They come to God when they get out of prison. They come to God when they want to get up again. They come to God when they want money. They come to God when they want the light bill. They come to the church when they want something from God. Amen. But he's saying that's a selfish only coming to God to use them. And then he says there are clouds. No good. Cloud is no good without some water in it. The trees are no good without bearing fruit. The trees are without fruit. He said he twice dead. In other words, you die in your sin, you die the second death. You'll die the second death. That's why John said, I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God. And the books were open, and another book was open, which was the book of life. John said, whosoever was not found written in the Lamb's book of life was cast into the lake of fire. Amen. Who are these people? Notice what he said. Jews said, raging waves of sea, foaming out of their own shame, wandering stars.
Wandering stars to whom is reserved the blackness of darkness.
Look at that. The only thing left is blackness of darkness. This is the hell side of the story. This ain't the heaven side of the story. This is the hell side. What he's saying, what Jesus was telling them, when God cut you off the branch, off the vine, ain't nothing to look forward to but the blackness of blackness. In other words, there's no light in blackness of blackness. There's no light in there. And what he's saying is that these are raving waves out of control, leaving shameful foam. They're wandering stars. No place to call home. You know who wandering stars are today? Members of the Church of Christ who jump from congregation to congregation to congregation. And they are fruitless. Amen. They're not doing anything. Amen. Those who are faithful to the Lord will remain in the congregation and they'll work. They don't run from church to church to church.
Amen.
I had a conversation the other day with a brother about people who maybe leaving Highland Heights or done left Highland, went somewhere else. I said, that doesn't bother me. I've been at the same congregation 11 years. Before this one, I was at the same one for 14 years. I ain't no wandering star. Once you get somewhere, you sit down and go to work.
Amen.
Man, the problem is they don't have a relationship. Because when you got membership, you can move from this one to another. But when you got a relationship, it don't matter where you are, you're there to serve God and go to heaven.
Amen.
Ain't nothing but wandering stars running from congregation to congregation.
Amen.
Wandering stars, foaming, raging. Mm-hmm. Amen. Never fruitful. Just too busy wandering to be fruitful. I said, brother, I was thinking about putting out a membership over there. Don't let that stop. Just stop right here and start wondering. Praise the mighty name of Jesus. Well, you know, when you don't preach for money, you say it. You say the things that need to be said.
Amen.
You know, one of the things I done learned about a congregation, when you got the core membership that are faithful, that's who's going to take her home. You don't have to worry about that. And that's what the problem is. Some of these congregations, they out there, they want to build businesses. This is not a business. This is a salvation. This is an institution of education for people to be saved. This ain't about making money. That's what's wrong with some of these preachers. They got a church and they start them to make money. Amen. Even in the brotherhood, they want to go to mega church because they're getting paid more. Man, it ain't about mega. Amen. Let's develop preachers and send them somewhere else. Amen. Get out of here and go to work. Go be fruitful somewhere else. Amen. It's not about us growing to be 10,000 members strong. It's about us serving God with the we have. Those who are here for the right reason. Amen. And the right reason is to serve who? The Lord. We the vine. He's the vine and we are
the
branches. In closing, let's go back to verse number. Herein is my Father glorified, he said.
That ye bear much fruit.
Now, these disciples.
So shall ye be my disciples.
Now, these disciples will be faithful. After Jesus' death, they're going to turn the world upside down. Why? They're going to be fruitful. What are they going to be doing? Preaching the gospel. Peter preached on the day of Pentecost. Mm-hmm. How many souls say? 3,000.
3,000
souls. So he's already producing fruit. And so for us today, understand this. Why or do we abide in mind? To bring God glory. That's what we do. We want to bring God glory, y'all. And the way if you're a disciple, here's what you do to bring God glory. Stay in the Lord.
Man.
That's why I tell my children, man, you're not going to be perfect. You're not going to be perfect. But you cannot Save your soul, stand away from the Lord.
Amen.
You got to come here. You got to stay connected to God. Amen. Stay connected to the Lord. Stay faithful to worship. Amen. Stay faithful to teaching others. Just go and teach all nations for everybody. They ain't just for Brother Brooks. Teach all nations. Serve him daily. Amen. Keep his commands. Disciples who save souls, who don't have to be told. It shouldn't be, brother, I have to tell you to do what you signed up to do. How that look? Brother, you know you're supposed to be, you know you signed up. I'm supposed to do that? No, your nutrition comes from the vine. I'm just another branch. You got quiet all right now. Why is quiet? Huh? Because when we don't do anything, when we don't do what we're supposed to do, we know when we're guilty. And if you know you're guilty, you need to repent. That's what you do. Repent right where you are. Say, Lord, forgive me for not being a productive Christian. And start doing it.
Amen.
Amen. That's how you get through this thing. You repent. You admit you haven't been faithful. You admit you don't come to worship like you've been. Admit you're not teaching. Admit you're not serving. Admit you're not keeping the command. Admit you're not doing what you said you was going to do. When you said, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, you gave your life to serve him. To make him, you made him Lord and Master of your life. Brother, sister, friend, look at him. You say, Brother Brooks, why people come to the church and leave? Because they didn't commit.
Yeah.
They came to get something from God. Mm-hmm. And that's why people leave the church. Mm-hmm. Because they're in it for themselves. Mm-hmm. Amen. They're selfish. They're not in it to bring glory to God. And except you get on this vine for the right reason, you'll find yourself like that. But don't forget, the summation of this story today is God is watching the vineyard. Mm-hmm. And God sent his son, the only vine, the tender plant, that they took him. They took him and they beat him, God's son. Mm-hmm. They whipped that vine with a whip. Am I right about it? Mm-hmm. They hung the vine on a cross. The vine, mm-hmm. the Father gave, the true vine, had to hang on a cross for 6 hours mm-hmm. so that all of us could get the blood flow from the vine. Amen.
Amen.
And that's why we are children of God, because we believe that he hung on that cross. We believe that he suffered. Amen. We believe that they beat him. We believe they put the crown of thorns on him. We believe they drove the nails in his hand. We believe he was between two thieves. We believe he was up on that cross. We believe it with all of our heart. And because we believe it, we said we believe. We repented of our sin. We confessed Jesus to be the Son of God. And we got baptized. And when we got baptized, we connected to the vine. We were washed in the blood. And now we are called Christians. And what are Christians supposed to be doing? Bearing
fruit.
Brothers and sisters, are you a Christian, first of all? You're not even on the vine if you haven't been baptized. You can't receive the blessing. The blood flow from the vine is blessing. God will bless you. He'll bless your life. He'll bless your going. He'll bless your coming. He'll bless you to lay down. He bless you to get up. He bless you with food. He bless you with clothing. He can bring spiritual blessings, a prayer. You can pray to him. You can be forgiven. But you got to get attached to the vine. And if you haven't been baptized, you're not on the vine.
Amen.
But if you were baptized, brothers, and you're on the vine, and you're not faithful, the husbandman, the farmer, the gardener, simply takes the scissors and you off the vine. So ain't no such thing, once I'm saved, I'm always saved. It's once I'm saved, I'm going to stay saved. Y'all got that? So here's what I want to do. If you're here today, you're not a Christian. You haven't been baptized for remission of your sin. You're not a member of the Church of Christ. Here's what you need to do. You need to believe what I just preached. with all of your heart. You need to repent of your sin. Confess before this. I'm going to ask you, do you believe Jesus Christ, Son of God, like you did in Acts 8:37? You're going to state, you're going to say with your mouth, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. That's called confession. And once you make that confession, we're going to baptize you as commanded by the Lord. Mark 16:15-16. He that believeth in him baptized shall be saved. But notice he said, he that believeth not will not get baptized, and they will be damned. That ain't nobody that was on the vine. That's somebody who never believed in Jesus. They cannot be saved. And once we're on the vine, except we abide and be fruitful, we cannot be saved. Amen. Do that apply to the Church of Christ? Yes. Do it apply to the world? Yes. All of us understand this. I don't know about y'all, but I'm so thankful for the vine. I'm so glad I got attached to the vine. 33 years ago, I obeyed that gospel, and I've been in here. I've been faithful. You should be able to say the same thing. I have not been church hopping. I have not been running from the work. I do the work. I do it. Amen. Because I've been doing it. I was taught as a new convert to serve the Lord. And many of us just come and get what we can get out of them on Sunday morning. That's it. We ain't did nothing else. You in sin, you're not going to go to heaven like that. And you can go to somebody else to preach and tell you you're okay. But the Bible ain't going to never say that. Amen. Brother Brooks ain't going to say it either. I'm saying all of us got to be faithful. Y'all agree with that? Amen. Do we have to be faithful? Yes or no? Amen. Yes, we got to be faithful. Whose commitment is that? Yours or mine? It's every individual. Every branch is responsible for themselves. So you make the commitment this morning to come and give your life to the Lord. You make the commitment this morning to come back to the Lord. Or you need prayer. We going through things. The vine said, I'll take care of you. As long as you stay on the vine. As long as you stay on the vine. He'll bless you. He'll bless you. Amen. What did you say? Just as I am. Come on up here, big man. I want to say this to y'all. One of the things about being a Christian is you have to be honest. I'm going to say this. The only way we're going to get to heaven is we be honest. Honesty means I can say if I'm fruitful, and I can say if I haven't been fruitful. Because I know me. So I'm going to talk to the leadership first. If you have not carried out your responsibility, that message was for you, brother. And you need to be honest. Because if you're leading a ministry and it's not working because you didn't do your part, you're going to be held responsible. Not me. You. Because you are on this vine with me. Amen. Am I making myself clear? I'm talking to leadership first. Then to the members. You too have a responsibility. You can't blame the leaders when you didn't do what you were supposed to do. You just do it. Stop complaining about what leaders are not doing and do what you should do. Amen. And that's the best you can do. Amen. Good? And then to the visitors, I was talking to you when I said you have not members of the Church of Christ, you haven't been baptized. I'm talking directly to you. I'm not trying to sugarcoat it. I'm saying you're not saved. You can't be saved until you decide to come to the Lord. And the way you do that this morning is come by saying, you know, I'm going to come just like I am. I want to attach to this vine. I want to be a Christian. I want to be a member of the Church of Christ. And you can do that as we gather, stand, and sing the song.